Burvika Mobiles presents
What's going
Time
on?
Check. Time check. Burvika, thanking Tamil Nadu on our 10th year and 200 showrooms.
The time is now.
The time now is 8 p.m. and you are listening to Chennai Live 104.8 FM. Burvika Mobiles presents The Time Check. Smart choice for your smartphones. On Chennai Live 104.8 FM, you are listening to The Evening Drive. I'm Niladri, and very shortly we're going to be in conversation with the founder and director of Hospital Guide Foundation, Indrita DeMello. All that in just a bit. This is The Evening Drive on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. You are catching The Evening Drive on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. I'm Niladri, and as I was mentioning, I'm joined by Indrita, founder and director of Hospital Guide Foundation. Indrita, it's a pleasure and an honor having you here on The Evening Drive. Chennai listeners are going to hear about your concept that you've put up on the Triple W. Thank you so much for being on The Evening Drive.
Thank you, Niladri. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Indrita, my first question to you is, how did Hospital Guide start for you, or why rather?
Niladri, I always wanted to be involved in some area of social development. And
right.
I went to Oxford to study philosophy, politics and economics with the idea that I'll come back and be involved in some area, but I was not sure on my return as to which area I wanted to be in.
Right.
So for a long time, I was working with IT multinationals.
Right.
And then my mother fell very ill, and we did a round of a lot of hospitals.
Okay.
And that's when I realized that, yes, we do have some of the best doctors in the country. But as far as the services in the hospitals is concerned, it can be improved because patients and attendants are already distressed when they are going to these hospitals.
Right.
And then you see them running around, running pillar to post, trying to get simple things done, which can be made so much easier for them if we have better systems and processes. So that's when I decided to get into hospital management. So after having worked in hospitals, I realized that there is, in fact, my husband Manu and I realized that there is a, we could do a lot more for healthcare if we worked independently.
Right.
And that's when we started this NGO with the idea of guiding people in healthcare. Now you have travel guides, you have food guides, and something like a healthcare guide, which is so essential,
correct,
did not exist.
Absolutely.
And a healthcare guide, which is not in any way, does not have any commercial tie-ups with hospitals or doctors, so that whatever suggestions that we give would be unbiased.
Right.
And, you know, we saw that there is a dire need for this because the whole concept of a family physician seems to be dwindling.
Right.
Gone are the days when, you know, every family would have a family physician. And there's a complete predominance of super specialities. So even an educated person would be quite confused when he or she has an ailment as to which kind of specialist they need to go to.
Right.
So
right.
That's how Hospital Guide began.
Now, Indrita, now for a listener in Chennai, now if he wants to go onto your website, which is www.hospitalguide.com, am I
no,
right?
.in.
.rn, all right. Now, what does he get? I mean, supposing he's looking for a doctor who specializes in skin ailments, for example, how does he go about it?
Right. Firstly, I don't want to disappoint the Chennai listeners, but as of now, we don't have services in Chennai, but we hope to start.
Right.
Currently, we are serving Delhi, Bangalore, and Mumbai.
Right.
But yes, of course, anybody in any part of the country is most welcome to send us a request if they need a doctor in any of the cities that we are serving, which is Delhi, Bangalore, and Mumbai. So what they need to do is, there's a very simple form that they need to fill out on the website.
Okay.
And with their health problem. Okay.
Okay.
Now, once they fill that out, the first thing that we do is we call up the patient or the attendant.
Okay.
Because there's a lot more information we get by talking to them and gaining their confidence than the information that comes through the website.
Correct.
And once we get all the relevant information that we need, we then figure out which kind of specialist they need to go to,
okay,
and then give them suggestions of specialists that they can go in. And of course, the last step is the most important step. We always follow it up with feedback, because
okay,
that's an integral part of our system.
Right. Excellent. Indrita, we're going to come back and chat a little more with you, but for now we'll get some music going. Don't forget, this is the Evening Drive on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. You are catching the Evening Drive on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. I'm Milan Free, and we are in conversation with Indrita, director and founder of Hospital Guide Foundation. Indrita, now you've put up this very noble endeavor on the Triple W. Now, talk to us about some of the difficulties you face on a daily basis when it comes to running an organization such as Hospital Guide. I mean, do you come across any difficulties at all, or is it a walk in the park?
We do have a lot of difficulties, and the biggest challenge for us is manpower and to scale up, because we as I mentioned, we don't have any commercial transaction with hospitals and doctors,
right,
and we don't charge patients. So there's a price to pay for being a social cause,
right,
and as of now, my husband Manu is supporting this NGO.
Right.
So manpower is a constraint, and if we need to scale up, we definitely need manpower.
Right. When it comes to funding, what about government grants? Is that a way for Hospital Guide to get more manpower?
Grants of any kind is a way to get more manpower, but it's not so easy to get grants. Yes, we are beginning to look at avenues how we can get grants, because currently there is no viable way for us to make money without compromising on what we are doing.
Right. How many doctors on board, Indrita?
We have a network of 700 doctors.
Fantastic.
On our database.
700 doctors all over the world? Or
No. 700 doctors for Delhi,
okay,
Bombay and Bangalore. Right.
Okay. And the question that every listener has in his or her mind is, when are you going to start services in Chennai, Indrita?
Well, we hope to do it in the next few years. This all depends upon the grant and how soon we get it and
right,
how soon we scale up. But we definitely want to, extend our services to Chennai and the other metros in the next 5 years, and hopefully sooner.
All right, Indrita in the house, founder and director of Hospital Guide Foundation. We'll come back and chat a little more with her. For now, we'll get straight back into our playlist. If you're catching us, this is the Evening Drive on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. Stay right with us. On Chennai Live 104.8 FM, this is the Evening Drive. I'm Dilad Vree, and well, we are in conversation with Indrita, founder and director of Hospital Guide Foundation. Indrita, I know you've got probably a 25-hour day, but with respect to Hospital Guide Foundation, but what's next for Hospital Guide in 2014?
I wouldn't say 2014, but for the next few years, we want to consolidate our services in Delhi, Bangalore and Mumbai.
Okay.
And definitely extend our services to all the metros in the next 5 years.
Okay.
We also want to delve in the rural areas. I think it's paradoxical that India is emerging as a hub for medical tourism, and yet our own people don't have access to proper medical care.
Right.
So the problem is not just about affordability, but it is about accessibearity. India has a dearth of doctors on the whole.
Right.
And out of these doctors, only 26% of doctors are present in rural areas,
right,
with 70% of our population residing there. So we do want to address